Coming up on Wednesday at the Chapel Hill Public Library, Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, CHALT, is going to be sponsoring a talk by Crystal Taylor Good. She is the lead project manager for stormwater services in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, and she's going to be talking about a stream restoration and greenway project that took place down in Charlotte for an area around Little Sugar Creek, and drawing parallels between what they did and what they learned about that project, trying to take lessons for what we're doing here in Chapel Hill. It's open to everyone. Everyone's invited 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library on Wednesday. And we're joined now by David Schwartz with Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about this this event. I think I covered the basics, but what's it actually going to entail on Wednesday?
Crystal Taylor Good, who, as you said, works with the Stormwater Division down in Charlotte-Mecklenburg. She has been the project manager over the past several years of a really ambitious undertaking to restore what was once the most polluted stream in all of North Carolina. And now they've turned it into a much-beloved urban park.
And this was a project that started back in 2008, right? And sort of continues to this day, I think?
That's when they first started moving dirt, was back in 2008. The planning for it began several years earlier. But they actually started removing asphalt and restoring the creek in 2008, and they're doing it, you know, segment by segment. Mm-hmm. But some of the most disrupted and deteriorated parts of the stream are in the Midtown area. That's what they've recently completed.
Okay, so where so what actually is Little Sugar Creek? Like, where is it in Charlotte, just to give people a sense?
You know, we're gonna have to wait for the talk, because my knowledge of Charlotte geography is very poor.
I was hoping you had more than me.
But I know from the photos I've seen that from the stream you can see the skyscrapers, so it's
okay.
Not that far from downtown. I think they refer to it as Midtown.
Okay, is that kind of how it got to be the way it was before they started the restoration?
So back in the 1950s, 1960s, in lots of parts of the country and in North Carolina, it seems crazy to us now, but when they needed a large area to build a shopping center, a large, relatively flat area to build a shopping center, or and the associated parking lot, often you would find those in floodplains, mm-hmm. and where you would have streams running right through the middle of that flat expanse. And they would just pave it over. And they did that in Charlotte, and they did it here in Chapel Hill also. Many of your listeners probably know, but maybe not all of them know, that Booker Creek runs right underneath the parking lot at Eastgate.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done sometime in the 1960s. And so for a while, we've been talking in Chapel Hill about restoring Booker Creek and what would be involved in turning what has been a relatively neglected segment of that creek into a community amenity, into a more of a park-like setting that would be a central focus. It would help with commercial revitalization in the area, and also would be a destination where people could come and enjoy a greener sort of oasis in the midst of what is a largely paved over, built up area of town.
So speaking with David Schwartz again with Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, again, this meeting, this discussion from Crystal Taylor Good about what they did in Charlotte over the last 8 to 10 years, it's going to be at the Chapel Hill Library on Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 p.m., meeting room A. So you walk into the library, it's right there. Open to everyone, everyone's invited, free conversation, so head on and learn more about that. So back to Booker Creek and Eastgate, what would that entail to sort of restore the stream? What would that mean for Eastgate? Eastgate, I guess.
Well, so just south of Eastgate, the stream reemerges from underneath the shopping center, and there's an area there it's relatively neglected. And for a while in the community, we've been talking about trying to do more with that and make that, you know, more accessible, clean it up a little bit. And now, you know, since Pam Heminger became mayor, she has made this a priority. And now we're actually starting to see some action, people starting to think about what can we really do to make that area, which is really in the center of what is now called the Ephesus Fordham District, make that kind of the central focus for that district. And what can we do to clean up the stream, maybe put in some boardwalks. It has to be something that's consistent, that can be, you know, compatible with the fact that periodically that area floods.
Mm-hmm.
It's a floodplain. But we don't have to stop there. We can also think about also restoring that segment of the stream that actually currently goes under Eastgate. It would involve removing the, you know, the asphalt and concrete that now currently covers it, and completely rethinking Eastgate, or its private property. So the owner of that shopping center would have to be on board with it. And so one of the reasons why we wanted to bring Crystal here is they went through this whole process down in Charlotte. They actually took a stream that was buried underneath a parking lot in a shopping center and removed, they daylighted it. They restored it to the light. And it's basically been very successful, not only as a greenway, as a recreational amenity, but it's also stimulated the development of commercial and retail along the banks of it.
Okay.
So we thought it would be good to bring Crystal here and tell us the story of how they did what they did in Charlotte and why it was successful. And perhaps there are some lessons we can take that can guide us as we think about what we might do with Booker Creek here in Chapel Hill.
So what happened to, and this might be something that Crystal, I'm sure this will be something that Crystal will talk about more on Wednesday, like what happened to the asphalt that was there, had to have been around like commercial space and businesses and retail that were existing. So are those businesses still there, or did they move, or what happened to
them? So in the case of Charlotte, because it was a much more sprawling city, that part, that commercial area had gone into sort of decline. It was more or less, an abandoned shopping center. And so the town was able to get some money from the feds to buy that land and then tear up the parking lot and do the hard work of restoring the stream. And there are some great photos that I think she'll show of the heavy equipment actually tearing up the parking lot that was built right on top of the creek.
All right, so kind of a little bit of a different story in Chapel Hill, because Eastgate's still full of cars.
Well, because we've been very sort of thoughtful in how we've grown, and positives of that, but also a challenge, is that we don't have any abandoned dead shopping centers. All of our shopping centers are still thriving. So that creates a little bit of a challenge, but I understand that Eastgate may be changing ownership, and so this is a good time to talk with the prospective new owners about rethinking what that area could look like.
Awesome. So again, this meeting is Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Chapel Hill Library, just off of Estes Drive, up on Library Drive on the hill there. Meeting room A, so walk into the library. It's right there. It's open to everyone. Crystal Taylor Good is the speaker. She is the lead project manager for Stormwater Services in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, talking about the Little Sugar Creek redevelopment down in Charlotte, but trying to draw lessons for Chapel Hill, especially Eastgate, Ephesus, Fordham, that area where Booker Creek is right now. Speaking with David Schwartz from the Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, they're sponsoring the event. And David, before we let you go, what else do people need to know about CHULT, the discussion on Wednesday, or just the issue at large?
What they need to know is that they should not worry that this comes right smack in the middle of the dinner hour, because refreshments will be served.
All right, sounds good. Anywhere people can go online to find out more?
CHALT, CHALT.org.
All right, sounds good. David Schwartz, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.